In me, life's drama is heavenly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. In me, life's drama is heavenly. How can life's drama be heavenly in me? How can all of the activities that go on inside of me be heavenly? How can all the things that go on in me be something that is wonderful and beautiful and good and delightful, charming and fulfilling? Well, the drama of living is quite something. We breathe air, and the air we breathe goes in through our lungs, and it changes into oxygen going into our bloodstream and nourishing our entire body and taking care of all sorts of interesting activities. And the water we drink goes into our body, and it goes in our body in a different way than the air goes in. The drama of the water going through the body is a magical story, a really fantastic story. The drama, the magic, the wonder, and the thoughts and the activities that go on in my body are truly heavenly. They're truly outstanding and exciting. The very idea that I can think I am going to that tree over there, and that I walk from here to that tree, and that my feet know how to carry me, and that my body knows how to be upright, and my body knows how to be in balance and in harmony. And the drama of all the things going on inside of me are so exciting and so interesting and so rewarding, making me feel just so unique, so tremendously unique. Now, how does that happen? How can this be that in me, life's drama is so heavenly? Well, it's not strange. Because the same is in you and the same is in everybody in the universe. Everybody, life's drama is truly heavenly. Now, there are some times that life's drama gets out of balance. Life's drama gets out of harmony. Life's drama gets out of perfect operating form. And I have to say, whoa! Why is this not operating perfectly right now? Yes. Now I know why it's not operating perfectly. I told myself, ouch. I told myself, I don't like that. I told myself, I'm sick. I told myself, this is a bad world. I judged. Oh my. Every time I judge, I put my heavenly body, the dramas that go on in my heavenly body, as joyous and magnificent as they are, out of filter, out of focus. And when I put them out of kilter, what happens? They do not function perfectly for me. Would they function perfectly if I put them back in kilter? Back in kilter. As I put them back in balance? Yes, they would. Yes, they do. I do that constantly. I constantly put my body, put my life in balance. I constantly say, I am peace. I am love. I am harmony. I constantly make it a decision not to judge. If I ever have an opinion about something, a judgment about something, I say, of what value is that? What value is it for me to judge what that person is doing, what's going on in that world, for anything? I only judge righteous judgment, if such is an existence. I only say all is in harmony. All is peace. All is love. All is right action. All is good. And I look around me and I see it. But in me, life's drama is heavenly. I can take charge of me first. and always and last. For if I am living life's drama in me, harmoniously and heavenly, then I can be sure that the world outside of me is also harmonious and heavenly. I can be sure that the world around me is all harmonious and heavenly. I can be sure that everything in the universe is harmonious and heavenly if first I have life's dramas in me, life's dramas in me, harmonious and heavenly. It's my choice. It's my choice. So every moment of my life, I am looking for heavenly activity within my body, heavenly adventures. I'm looking for heavenly drama. Oh, the drama of magic, of breathing. What a drama. Wow. All of the things that take place when I breathe, all of the wonders in my body that take place when I breathe, how magic it is that all the cells of my body take part of that breath. They take part of that oxygen. And it also takes the carbon dioxide and takes it out of my body and puts into my body all that fresh oxygen. My goodness. And the water I drink going through my system, the fluids I drink going through my system. What do I choose to put into my body? The purity, the goodness, the love? Oh, we can be in charge. We truly can. We can say the air that I breathe is beautiful. The air that I breathe is fantastic. Because wherever we are, we're going to breathe the air that we live in. It doesn't matter whether we are in a place that is polluted or whether we are in a place that is rather pure. It doesn't matter. We are breathing that air. So claim that you are breathing pure, beautiful air. I am breathing pure, beautiful air. And as you make that claim, your body filters that air so perfectly for your body because your body is designed to do that. Your body is designed to exist under many different circumstances. And the dramas of life that happen in your body are so varied and so wonderful and so powerful. But it's up to you to claim, I breathe beautiful air. I drink beautiful water. And as you do this consciously, the drama of drinking water and breathing air, the drama of living, the drama of being in you, in me, is a drama where we are in control. We are in charge. We are the ones who make the decision as to what that drama is going on in us. Now, I could give you many illustrations of how people in polluted air breathe the air and live perfectly well. And people who have polluted water drink that water and have it and live perfectly well. And I could give you dozens of illustrations of people who live in polluted air and succumb to that polluted air and have polluted bodies and sick bodies and unhealthy bodies and die. And the same for the water. Now, you can have any illustration you want because it's not what goes into the body. It's what comes out of the body. Our body is totally operative according to what we choose to have it be. Now, how do you choose to have your body operating? How do I choose to have my body operating? Do I choose to have my body operating based upon what the outer conditions are or what the inner conditions are? We build up within ourselves over a period of short time filter systems that give our body ideally what it needs and what it chooses, whether it be water or air or whatever it gives to. And we can handle it very well. And we handle it very well by knowing what it is that is going to benefit us. There are creatures that live at the bottom of the ocean, and they live around the vents that bring up the volcanic eruptions from the earth below. And these creatures live down there in this most inhospitable area, and they breathe, and they drink, and they live. And you say, well, they're designed to do that. Yes, true, they're designed to do that, and they do that quite nicely. But as they're designed to do that, they have chosen that area, and they have chosen that experience. And there are other creatures who live around the world, and they live in various inhospitable areas, and they have made them their natural area. The hospitality of anything that we have in life is our personal creation. We have made it what we have made it, and it is what we are, and that's all that matters. Now, is that who you are in your life? Is that what you are in your world? Is that what makes the difference for you? Have you taken charge of whatever it is in you? Have you taken charge of life's drama and made it a heavenly drama, a heavenly experience, a joyful experience? Have you done that? Have I done that? If I have done that, I can be sure. Life to me is a beautiful, wonderful, marvelous experience that goes on and on and on, eternally, wonderfully. Drama need not be a negative aspect. It can merely be a very unusual aspect from one point of view. And when we look at life and we see it as a usual thing from any point of view, then it becomes something fantastic for us. As a philosopher, we think about these things and we give power to these things. And as an absolute philosopher, we touch them from an area of consciousness that is beyond comparison. There is no judgment. Everything is in balance, in harmony, in love, in peace, in wonderment, in joy. And it is done right now. For you, for me, for all who live life to its fullest, we take charge of our environment. By having our environment under control in our inner self. It's not what goes on in the outer. It's what goes on in the inner that makes all the difference. And as a balanced philosopher, I know that. And as an absolute philosopher, I live that. And that is what life is all about, and that's what I am all about. That's all that really matters. In me, life's drama is heavenly. In me, life's drama is my creation, my choice, and my decision. And in me, all that matters is that I live life's drama from my divine point of view, from my magical point of view, from the point of view of who and what I am. And when I live life's drama in me, from that point of view, I am living in heavenly bliss. And you can live in heavenly bliss too, because that heavenly bliss is what you create by your thought, that you create by your decision of who and what you are. And as you do that, all is done. And it is done now and forevermore. Live your life as fully and joyfully and wonderfully as I live mine, and delight with me in all that is good. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.